This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. Every week we discuss a new gardening question, whether you have extensive container gardens or you're just starting out. We are recording today at the beautiful Kirkwood Gardens, and it is open to the public.
You can come and just visit Kirkwood Gardens. A lot of people like to come here to picnic, to paint, to take pictures, or just to enjoy some nature.
Today, we're going to discuss something that I actually love doing, deadheading.
I think a lot of gardeners do. It's actually one of the first gardening tasks that I can say I truly enjoyed as a child.
It's rewarding to immediately make that plant look better.
And that's a huge part of what deadheading is about, just the aesthetics. When you cut off those spent flowers, a lot of times the remaining foliage of that plant just looks a lot better.
And what other benefits?
Well, the other main reason to deadhead is that the plant doesn't put energy then into seed production when you remove its spent flowers, so it can put more energy into growing roots, growing shoots, and hopefully that means more blooms next year. I should note, though, for certain plants, deadheading will actually help you potentially get another crop of flowers in that growing season. Now, this does not apply to everything, but for a lot of annual flowers, this is pretty important.
So petunias, pansies, why wouldn't you deadhead? Is there any benefit to leaving it?
Certain plants, I don't deadhead because I think the seed pods are so beautiful. Peonies actually can have really, really lovely seed pods that form after the flowers bloom. Another reason you might not is just because you actually want to save seeds for your garden next year. And there's actually a lot of different perennials that you can grow pretty easily from seed. For example, coneflowers or black-eyed Susans. I often will save seed from those to keep and plant for next year's garden. And really, that's how new varieties are formed too. So sometimes I get nice little surprises of a plant that's slightly different from how the parent was. I'm Emma Erler. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.